Your On the Mark podcast is loading now. The On the Mark podcast is sponsored by the Sunbury Motor Company, family-owned dealership since 1915, 4th Street in Sunbury, and Sunbury Motors Kia, on Routes 11 and 15, Hummel's Wharf. News Radio 1070 WKOK presents On the Mark. It's a chance to voice your opinion on the events that affect life in the Susquehanna Valley. Call 1-800-795-9565 or email onthemark@wkok.com. Now, here are your hosts for On the Mark, Mark Lawrence and Joe McGranahan.
Greetings and welcome on board the WKOK live telephone talk show On the Mark. Mark Lawrence here after a day off on Friday. Rob Center is the glue that ties all the pieces together. Ben Reichley and Steve Kushaloff did the show on Friday. Had a fabulous job with lots of calls, lots of first-time callers, and lots of folks we haven't heard from in a while. So we'd love to hear you all back on the radio again today. Feel free to call during Joe and my program today.
I'm here too.
I know. Joe McGranahan, super duper papa around the dinner table, celebrated Mother's Day yesterday with Mother's Day greetings for probably lots of individuals, most of whom, or not the least of whom, is his lovely bride. So did you say Happy Mother's Day first thing in the morning?
Yes, and I bought her a cake.
Good for you. Okay. Didn't bake a cake.
Didn't bake one. Well, believe me, you wouldn't want to eat a cake I baked.
All right. Yeah, Joe's not really allowed
the
in the kitchen.
Eggshells would still be in it.
Okay. Yeah, that's not good. All right. So that's Joe's fate now is to apply retail where his deficits lie. So, all right.
Unfortunately for me, Wise has a good bakery.
Yeah, that works out. On the Mark, sponsor of the Sunbury Motor Company. Check them out at sunburymotors.com. Our hometown pharmacy's toll-free line is open. Call us 1-800-795-9565. The toll-free line is sponsored by the Shade Mountain Pharmacy, Mount Pleasant Mills, the Norrie Pharmacy, Lewisburg Pharmacy, Bloomsburg Medicine Shop, and Trutz Pharmacy in Mifflinburg. Throughout our show, you are welcome to email us at onthemark@wkok.com, and you can text us at 70236. If you're a Text Connect member, just reply to a previous message or start up a new one at 70236. If you haven't signed up for Text Connect yet, it is an opportunity for you to receive no more than a dozen or so breaking messages per month, and these would be about national or local story, closed roads, tornadic weather, that kind of thing, and that's what we use Text Connect for, is to let you know that we've posted an important story at WKOK.com, and you click on the link and you can find out what's going on in the world. What the heck in the world is going on? If you don't think that that's a link or a story that would have too much impact on you, you don't have to connect on it, and then that's the end of your involvement. So we don't sell you anything. We don't sell your phone number to anyone. It's purely an opportunity for us to reach out and let you know that we're active on WKOK.com, and it might be time to check it out or listen to WKOK. On the Mark show always gets to start out with some good emails that were sent to us from our good folks. Now, we had a stack of emails from Friday. I didn't know which ones they had read and which ones they didn't. So if you sent an email Friday and didn't hear it, send it again, and that way we can read it. Otherwise, we'll move on to Monday.
Obviously,
emails.
They didn't follow your directions about deleting the ones they had read.
No. Well, and some were and some weren't. So I thought, well, we'll just set them all aside for now.
All right.
And hopefully whomever wants an email from Friday read will send it again, and that'll help us out.
All right. Our friend Tom says, saw this on the internet and thought it described a ton of Trump supporters. After 2 years of Donald Trump, I've wondered why conservative voters still supported him. I thought maybe they were angry and afraid or just ignorant and in denial or racist, but that's not it.
Okay.
I realized the reason they all still support Trump and love him is not because of any of those things. They love him because they are him. They have the same morals, prejudices, hatreds, and insecurities that Trump has. They're the same person he is, and they've always been that way. We see it now because Trump has given them permission to come out in the open and be who they really are, and it's ugly. Keep calling the show and wearing those MAGA hats so we know who you are, Tom. I read that thing, too, on the internet, and what a sad thing. Tom, I think you're better than that. You could disagree with people, and I could support President Trump, and you may hate his policies, you may hate him as a human being. I'm not overly fond of him as a human being, but he's still the President of the United States, and the people who support him have as legitimate an opinion as you do. Even though you don't like theirs, they may not like yours, but this is a free country. And if I impugned your motives and I said, well, you only support Democrats because they want to bring in brown people or do something despicable or something horrible, you wouldn't like being tarred with that brush. Many people support President Trump's policies, but don't particularly care for the man personally.
Well, and, you know, honestly, I don't think that President Trump got arrested because of his insecurities, hatreds, and prejudices. I think he got arrested because of the arrests.
Well, I was going to say, what are you talking about?
He got elected. I'm sorry. I'm getting ready for the
news. Is this a Freudian slip?
No, he's not getting arrested ever. Well, probably not that I know of anyway. But anyway, I think he got arrested because of the divide that already existed in our country. And I think he stood on one side of the divide and said, if you're firmly on my side or anywhere close to it, elect me. Whereas Hillary Clinton ran a more typical, you know, Democratic campaign. Now, she had negative things to say about Mr. Trump, but never anything about his governmental records or anything. So I think President Trump got elected because of the divide in this country.
And in the past, she had endorsed Donald Trump, said that more people like him should run for office.
Well, you know, he's a successful businessman, despite the, you know, the billions of losses over the years. He's had trillions of profits over the years, too. So I think, you know, all this kind of email, all it's going to do is, or all this kind of post on the internet's going to do, is prompt someone else to write this letter and say, after 2 years of campaigning by AOC, I wonder why liberal voters still support her. They must all be, insert the word, socialist, communist.
Right.
They must all hate this
America,
country.
Right.
They want all immigrants to come in. They want open borders. You know, all of this is going to do is prompt people to say that, you know, the Dems are, please continue to support this show because we need to know who these ugly Dems are.
Well, people like Tom who feel as he does, you know, they're supposed to be loving and inclusive and they want everybody to have a place at the table. But not conservatives. You know, if you disagree with our opinion, if you don't
agree. Sure, we're talking about the same people, though. I mean, you know, you and I talk about some people here that are standing up for human rights or respect, or you always call it political correctness.
Not always. I don't always call it that.
Well,
I identify it as such if it is.
Right. Okay. That's fine. And you don't like that kind of philosophy where, you know, people are trying to be more inclusive or respectful or
really.
That kind of thing. You don't. Okay. That's fine.
No, I dispute that. I don't mind.
Dispute what?
I dispute your assertion that I don't care about people being inclusive, or I just think that some people are so thin-skinned that they can't take a little buffeting one way or the other.
All right, noted. Good. That's the clear definition of where you are.
You're
on this.
Being dismissive this morning, Mr. Lawrence.
No.
You're not being loving and inclusive.
Well, you're being divisive. But in any event, okay, so I think that is one group of people that are fighting for one kind of a world. But I honestly think the people you describe that hate Donald Trump with a H-A-T-E word,
capital,
appropriate, I think that's a different group of people. I don't think they're the same one. And maybe it is a struggle for people who are trying to make the world a better place to acknowledge or to appreciate Donald Trump's leadership or to, you know, maybe to accept it. I know that this came up on Friday that Ben feels as though some people haven't accepted the election, and Steve Kushiloff said that, well, most people have accepted it now, but they
don't like it.
They want to follow it. Well, they want appropriate laws applied where they should be applied. So I just think that this is a situation where, you know, for you to characterize the individuals as, you know, as being these lefty president haters.
I don't mean it exactly that way. I mean, I just don't see anything positive about this at all. You know, they're saying, oh, Trump's dividing America, and yet they put something like this out, which is divisive.
That's kind of what I'm trying to say, that this is just going to make matters worse. Somebody's going to come up with one that says, you know, I don't know, AOC doesn't have any hats yet, but, you know, if there were one, if you could buy a green AOC hat, that would clearly define individuals who were supporters of her.
I think President Trump is trying to make America a better place. through policies that put people back to work. You know, you talk a lot about family-sustaining jobs. We hear that all the time from, you know, we need good jobs in this country. President Obama said we never bring those manufacturing jobs back. Yet President Trump's trying to do that and is succeeding in some instances. You know, and the fact that maybe once in a while something that he does doesn't work out just leads people on who oppose him to say, oh, well, this was never a good idea in the first place.
Well, and to elaborate and emphasize what you heard, what you're saying, NPR had an interview over the weekend for an economist who doesn't consider himself a conservative, said the latest round of tariffs will do that. They will actually enhance jobs that in the U.S. were on the margin or left, like making bicycles was the example they used. Mm-hmm. You know, there were some U.S. bicycle manufacturers, and most of those, like Cannondale, did go overseas. But this is the kind of thing that for those companies that are on the margin, that they can kind of work in either country, this would make it significantly advantageous for them to be in the U.S.
Well, if the tariffs do that, if they do open up more American jobs and bring back some industries that have gone the way of the wild goose in this country, isn't that a good thing? But even though they may have to, you may have to pay a little bit more for it. We hear so many people say, buy American, buy American. Okay, well, if this stimulates companies to open up again who now would be profitable because China has to pay 25% more in tariffs, isn't that a good thing?
And can we afford, you know, the logical outcome of this would be that the economy would slow down a little bit if everything starts to cost more. A lot of the things that we like to have cost more. Do we have that wiggle room in the economy at the moment to enjoy a slight slowdown so that the tariffs could potentially do their work?
I think we do. I think we do have enough wiggle room.
Well, I know you do. I don't have a lot of wiggle room in my budget. You got a lot of wiggle room.
I think you have to look at it from the standpoint of there's some short-term pain for long-term gain. If we cannot allow the Chinese to continue to steal our intellectual property, to undercut our businesses and our industries, to sell things cheaper here than we can manufacture them, just to dump them.
Well, they have to work, too.
But they dump them in our marketplace. You know, I think fair trade is a good idea. Free trade probably isn't. You know, so if you want to trade with us, you've got to be fair about it. You've got to give us a break. You've got to accept our imports as unfettered as we accept yours.
1-800-795-9565. We're talking about a perennial topic that is President Trump's top policies as they relate to trade. Joe, go ahead and read this, and then we got a caller standing by.
All right. Well, this is another one. A new tariff on Mexican fresh tomatoes starts Tuesday. The United States will impose a 17.5% tariff on Mexican tomato imports. Florida Tomato Exchange, a U.S. trade organization, argued that Mexican growers dumped artificially low-priced tomatoes on the U.S. market, undermining American farms. The U.S. growers contend that as a result, U.S. tomato production declined by 34%, from 4.4 billion pounds to 2.9 billion pounds between 2002 and 2017. Mexican tomato imports to the United States skyrocketed 125%, from 1.6 billion pounds to 3.6 billion pounds during the same period of time. They are tasty USA-grown tomatoes in local grocery stores. Read the label for origin information.
Okay.
The great news is you can plant tomatoes in your yard or in a pot on your desk or patio, or visit one of our many farmers markets to buy locally grown quality tomatoes. Or if you live next to somebody who grows them, you'll wind up with a ton of them because they can't eat all they grow.
Right. Well, not last year. Local tomatoes were hurt because of the rain. So we're going to need, tomatoes need sun. 1-800-795-9565. Bobby D., thank you for calling in. You're on the mark.
Yes, good morning, everyone. As far as the president, you know, I agree with Joe that he's doing the best job that he can and, you know, trying to make this a better country. Now, as far as, like, the tariffs and things like that with the taxes and all that, I mean, you know, how much of electronics and how many products are made abroad that that people buy through distributors like Walmart and different areas that kind of have a trade, maybe their own trade deal. I wouldn't say their own trade deal set up with them, but their own way of distributing their product. So when it comes down to it, to distribute the product of what you're trying to sell has a lot to do with whether you're going to make money or lose money and how you're going to do it. And of course, with technology, you know, we can get things online, we can buy things online, we have Amazon, we have this and that. So there's a different way to do things.
Yeah, but your computer's made in China.
I think that should be looked at. And that, you know, price and wage control was back in the 70s for a while. So I agree with Joe. I mean, we're in a period where maybe we can go down one way, but then maybe go up another way.
Well, and I think that's probably true. Well, we buy a lot of stuff from China, so that's the key. I mean, most of our electronics, and of course, we're surrounded by computers in here. They probably all were put together in China, and my smartphone probably was.
You know, you're missing a few countries there.
Right.
Yeah, some of them, yeah.
Even Vietnam now.
Yep. Thank you, Bobby. Appreciate the call. 1-800-795-9565. We're talking about the president's failed policies when it comes to trade. We invite you to call us. 1-800.
You're talking about them. I'm talking about his stellar successes.
Okay. Just depends on the viewpoint. It's like the, I don't know. I guess you can't tell that joke. Politically incorrect. All right. We'll be back shortly, but we would invite you to join us.
Chicken?
1-800.
Are you a chicken?
Yes, I am. 1-800-795-9565 is our telephone number. That's 1-800-795-9565.
You've heard of bumper stickers, window stickers, even pot stickers.
Mm.
But none of those can save you money on your next new Kia. It's the Summer Sticker Sales Event at Sunbury Motors Kia. Look for a sticker and save. The Summer Sticker Sales Event. Get 0% APR financing for 66 months and up to $2,000 additional cash on specially marked 2019 models. Sunbury Motors Kia has a 2019 Kia Sportage LX, now just $22,999.
Save nearly $4,000.
A 2019 Kia Sorento LX, priced at $23,999.
Save over $5,000.
Or lease a 2019 Kia Forte LXS for just $199.82 a month for only 24 months. And all Kias come with a 10-year, 100,000-mile powertrain warranty. Sunbury Motors Kia. Routes 11 and 15, Hummel's Wharf.
Passing through KMF. Lease term 24 months. 10,000 miles per year. $2,300 total due signing. Taxes, tax action. Offer expires 7/119. Warranty is limited powertrain. Warranty for details to retailer. Go to Kia.com.
Welcome back to WKOK Live Telephone Talk Show. On the mark, Super Duper producer Rob Center is over there. Again, we thanked him earlier. I'll thank him again because he glued all of the pieces together on Friday. Everything that needed to be done Friday, he did. So we appreciate that. Makes Ben and Steve sound marvelous. And interacted with them with music, too, talking about heavy metal music and playing, as always, appropriate bumper music.
While
so that was kind of a fun show.
In a stream somewhere in Lycoming County.
Yeah, I was fishing at Muncie Creek in the Picture Rocks area. So that was fun. Nice creek. I don't know that I ever fished in Muncie Creek before, but
catch
that was
anything?
Fun. Oh, yeah, we caught some nice fish. I'll show you pictures.
Okay. Did you cook them and eat them?
I had to head out of the cabin before it came time to cook and eat time. On Saturday night, they cooked and eat. So I wasn't there for that, but I contributed my supply of the trout.
Have you seen, we were talking, we got started on the president and the tariff deals because of Tom's email to us. But the other big story that's going around this weekend is, of course, the fetal heartbeat bill. Alabama, is it Alabama or Georgia? Wait a second.
Georgia, I believe.
Georgia, yes, became the fourth state in the U.S. this year to ban abortions once a fetal heartbeat is detected, which can be as early as 6 weeks before many women, the story alleges, know they are pregnant. Now actress Alyssa Milano ignited a social media firestorm with a tweet Friday night calling for women to join her in a sex strike to protest strict abortion laws passed by Republican-controlled legislatures. The former star of Charmed and Melrose Place urged women in her tweet to stop having sex until we get bodily autonomy back. Her tweet came days after Georgia became the fourth state in the U.S. to ban enact the fetal heartbeat bill. She said, "We need to understand how dire the situation is across the country." Milano told this to the Associated Press on Saturday. "It's reminding people that we have control over our own bodies and how we use them." She noted that women have historically withheld sex to protest or advocate for political reform.
We have. They have.
According to this, she cited how Iroquois women have refused to have sex in the 1600s as a way to stop unregulated warfare. Most recently, she noted that Liberian women used a sex strike in 2003 to demand an end to a long-running civil war.
Hmm.
So how does this stop the law from being enacted.
Well, it stops women from getting pregnant.
Which would cut down on the number of abortions right there.
Right. I guess men will be made to suffer throughout this period. And so that's that. I believe one of her, whatever show she's on now, I believe one of the sentences I heard over the weekend is that it's filmed in Georgia, and that's where the video.
Well, that was the other thing. A group of actors and production companies have now come out and said they will not film in Georgia because of this bill.
I guess the Atlanta area is a hotbed of Hollywood types.
Yeah, it is, and it's Georgia's listed as one of the best states to do business in, and so there's a reason why all those production companies went there. It was probably more economically advantageous for them to do so. So if they're going to cut off their nose to spite their face, well, then more power to them.
Well, they'll film somewhere else would be the assumption. I mean, I don't think anybody's going to lose work over it. I mean, in the acting industry.
Well, probably
not.
They'll
just go someplace else.
But, you know, this is more of the same type of thing. You have that guy out in front of the abortion clinic in Philadelphia, Representative Sims, who was berating a woman because she was there praying.
Shame on her, he said.
Shame on
her.
Over
and over.
Shame on her. Shame on her. And send money to the Planned Parenthood.
Well, yeah, and zealots don't hurt this case. How about that? Can we agree on that? Mr. Sims is a zealot. Maybe Alyssa Milano's sex strike qualifies as a zealousy. I don't know, but is that...
Well, what does she think is going to happen? That men are going to go down to Georgia and beat the governor up for signing the bill, saying, I can't have sex with my wife because she's withholding it because of your bill?
I think she wanted to have happen what is happening, is that people are talking about it on the Mark.
Well, they're not. We're talking about it at the moment.
But we'll take more comers. 1-800-795-9565. No pun intended. 1-800-795-9565. You can email us at onthemarket@wkok.com. So, well, I guess there's an economic impact if certain Hollywood types. But, you know, what happens is your state starts to look like it's in the dark ages because you have these kinds of laws. But, you know, this is part of the big picture. Maybe Georgia wishes to appear as the state where they try to enact what they feel are appropriate laws, and that's who they're trying to attract.
But these same states, they can enact, you know, sanctuary state laws or sanctuary city laws, and the left doesn't protest them, the right does. You know, but it's their right. If Georgia, if that's how
But nobody boycotts Pennsylvania because of Philadelphia's sanctuary city policy.
I would boycott Philadelphia cheerfully any day of the week, except I like their sports teams.
And the cheesesteak.
And, well, I don't go to Philly for a cheesesteak. You can get a good one here.
Well, I don't go there for that, but when you're there.
You've got to have one, right? But seriously, you know, Georgia has, if that's how the people of Georgia, through their elected representatives, feel, that's their right. And if you don't like it, you can move to another state. No one's forcing you to live in Georgia. So to start these strikes and protests, and no one's forcing Representative Sims to live in Philadelphia if he doesn't like people praying in front of the abortion clinic. Move to a place where people support the abortion clinic, if there is such a place.
Well, and I would have to say at this point, all of this law clearly is unconstitutional.
Really? The heartbeat bill is unconstitutional?
At the moment.
How do you figure that?
But we have a more conservative court, so maybe this will make it to the Supreme Court. That's the big picture.
Well, how do you figure that it's unconstitutional? I'm curious.
Well, it infringes on a woman's right to have an abortion. I mean, we know that a heartbeat is detectable.
That's not guaranteed in the Constitution,
early on.
Mark.
No, I didn't say it was unconstitutional.
Yes, you did.
Well, I don't mean that it's in the Constitution per se, but we have laws that have been upheld by U.S. Supreme Court that allow women to get an abortion, you know, at certain point in their pregnancy. I believe 20 weeks or 24 weeks
right.
are the sort
but
of the two benchmarks that are in use.
It's not a right to an abortion. It's not a right guaranteed in the United States Constitution.
So you're saying this would be an appropriate refinement of existing law?
Well, I'm saying that laws are created that cover a lot of things that aren't in the Constitution. It doesn't say in the Constitution that bank robbery is a crime, but it does give the municipalities, the states, the federal government,
right,
the authority to regulate behavior through the enactment of laws.
All right, well, women have a right to an abortion, and this is too restrictive, is what the court
will say. They have a right based on the law, you know, based on the court decision Roe versus Wade.
No,
I doubt that
there
will ever be overturned, but I think it is perfectly logical to put limits on it. You get a driver's license, it doesn't mean you can drive down the highway at 250 miles an hour if you can get your car going that fast. You agree that there are limits placed upon your ability to drive. There are limits placed upon your ability to get an abortion.
Right, but don't don't obliterate what's really happening here. Is this is a conservative individual and legislature trying to take a opportunity away from a woman to control her own body, and that part of it may be found unconstitutional at the U.S. Supreme Court. It may go too far, but we have a more conservative court, so we'll see what they say about this particular law. Maybe this will become the law of the land. Other states may enact that law too if it passes. But that's the goal, is to get the most conservative or restrictive bill passed, and that's what they're doing.
Well, 6 weeks, I mean, if it is true that some women can't even tell if they're pregnant at 6 weeks, then that's probably a number that should be changed in the law to reflect at what point women actually know that they are pregnant or can find out if they are pregnant. But still, the goal is to cut back on the number of abortions and the reasons for them. At 6 weeks, you know, what is, if you hear a fetal heartbeat, you have a living human being in there, don't you?
Well, it's a man's...
We call it a fetus, but it's not going to turn out to be a chicken, a pig, or a cow.
But it's really just men hoping to control women's bodies. That's it. Women should have the right to control their bodies. This much the court has upheld, and lots of men that are aged like you and I say, no, that's not the way it should be. We should control their bodies. You know, we know in Pennsylvania, our local representatives want to be in the examining room with women so that the doctor says the right things and the women get the right treatment. All of that is wrong. Women are in charge of their bodies.
None of that passed here in Pennsylvania. That's not a law in this Commonwealth.
No, but our local representatives supported it, so I'm just saying that. So there are people who want that.
There are excesses on both sides, my friend.
To be continued. Oh, you're listening to a vibrant discussion on WDKOK's On the Mark program. Join us on the Hometown Pharmacy's toll-free line. This is WDKOK Sunbury, back after CBS.
News Radio 1070 WKOK presents On the Mark. It's a chance to voice your opinion on the events that affect life in the Susquehanna Valley. Call 1-800-795-9565 or email onthemark@wkok.com. Now, here are your hosts for On the Mark, Mark Lawrence and Joe McGranahan.
Greetings and welcome back to the WKOK Live Telephone Talk Show, On the Mark. I'm Mark Lawrence. Believe it or don't, we're almost halfway through the month of May. May 13th, 2019. I'm Mark Lawrence. Joe McGranahan is here. Rob Sanders, our fabulous producer. I haven't given him enough credit today, but Mr. Matt Cotrillo is the chief clacker over in the newsroom. He's got an intern over there. He's teaching her how to write news stories, too. So there's a lot going on. Jordan is in the newsroom. Learning the clackety-clack skills necessary in the newsroom. On the Mark is on the air right now. We invite you to call us. It is an open phones Monday. Call us 1-800-795-9565. That is the Hometown Pharmacy's toll-free line, sponsored by the Shade Mountain Pharmacy, Mount Pleasant Mills, the Norrie Pharmacy, Lewisburg Pharmacy, Bloomsburg Medicine Shop, and Trutz Pharmacy in Mifflinburg. We invite you to dial up that number. It's an open phones day. You can email us at onthemark@wkok.com. On the Mark is sponsored by the Sunbury Motor Company. You can check them out at sunburymotors.com. And you can text us at 70236. If you're a Text Connect member, just reply to a previous message or start up a new one at 70236. I want to tell you in particular about the Sunbury Motor Company. It's a super business to visit. If it doesn't matter if you're looking for a Ford, a brand new one, a Hyundai, a Kia, or a Lincoln, or any one of hundreds of brands of vehicles that are pre-owned, they will take good care of you at the Sunbury Motor Company. You can preview your visit at sunburymotors.com because they got pictures of every single vehicle they got online there. Sometimes it gives you a good depiction of what's there, but other times you just got to go see the pre-owned vehicles in person. Otherwise, whether your vehicles can be found in the pre-owned area or in the brand new area, if that doesn't work, you have a third option when you go to sunburymotors.com, and that's to build a Ford, a Hyundai, a Kia, or a Lincoln to your precise specification. I'm going to build myself a Hyundai Santa Fe. I think it's a super vehicle, and it's an SUV, and I think it'd be perfect. But you can build a Kia Sorento or a Lincoln Continental, or Joe would probably like the Ford Expedition, nice big SUV. Comes with a hybrid motor, or some of them do, and so that would be appeal to Joe because he's trying to go green.
The bigger the motor, the better.
Hesitantly, I guess. Hyundai or a hybrid almost Charles really has two motors, so that kind of would help you out because you think more is better. So, sunburymotors.com. Isn't that funny? It's a Sunbury Motors ad, and I find a way to appeal to your sensibilities within there. But Sunbury Motor Company wants you to visit them because there just is no car need they can't fill. sunburymotors.com. Some brief news headlines. A $950,000 grant's been awarded to Susquehanna University in support of the Freshwater Research Institute. In a news release, the university says the grant's coming from the Richard King Mellon Foundation. The university says the two-year grant will allow SU to support expanded collaborative research and conservation in the state's watersheds. About 100 volunteers came together in the Sealands Grove area Saturday to build a playground for all people with varying abilities. The Andy Russell Charitable Foundation held a community build day Saturday at its new all-inclusive playground. They hope to open on May 23rd. They're still fundraising for it. Some of the volunteers Saturday made it a family affair, and many volunteers were there to help build walkways, rock walls, slides, and other activities. Pennsylvania's primary is next Tuesday. It will decide nominees or office holders for several high-profile offices, plus hundreds of local and regional offices. Mayor of Philadelphia is up for grabs. So is the special election in the 12th district that pits Republican Fred Keller against Democrat Mark Friedenberg. They hope to fill the remaining term of Republican Tom Marino. Also, the Superior Court has a local nominee, Rebecca Warren, is a Republican nominee, former Montour County District Attorney. She'll be in an upcoming WKOK interview, so you can hear that upcoming. The May primary is next week on Tuesday night, and you can stay tuned to WKOK and WKOK.com Tuesday night to hear your vote count. The White House's top economic advisor acknowledged Sunday that U.S. consumers and businesses actually pay the tariffs that the Trump administration has imposed on billions of dollars of Chinese goods, even as President Trump himself insisted in a tweet incorrectly that China pays for the tariffs. Quote, yes, I don't agree with that, unquote, said Larry Kudlow, the head of the president's National Economic Policy Council, when Chris Wallace, host of Fox News Sunday, asked him, it's U.S. businesses and U.S. consumers who pay, correct? Yes, the president is wrong under these circumstances, and Kudlow is correct that it is, in fact, consumers who pay. But Kudlow added, both sides will pay. And he stipulated that China will suffer the actual economic losses from reduced exports to the U.S., not from paying the tariffs. Kudlow's admission contradicts many of Trump's comments and tweets to the effect that Chinese companies actually pay the tariffs in what amounts, in the president's view, to a massive transfer of wealth from the U.S. to the U.S. from China. Yet, no economist has agreed with Trump's view that fact-checkers routinely brand Trump's assertion false and point out that American importers of goods from China actually pay the tariffs. And in many cases, they absorb them or pass them on to who? U.S. consumers. So now you know. The truth about tariffs is you and I pay. Well, I think if the president says China pays, I think he's probably indicating maybe that's more in the long run. We know China doesn't pay the tariffs.
China's economy is not as stable as ours. Therefore, they are more likely to suffer the consequences sooner rather than us.
Well, and as the good news for China is the world is developing. So as the U.S. becomes a lesser market for the many goods and services that China is producing, the rest of the world that continues to develop and grow becomes more U.S.-like. And they'll fill in where the U.S. has high tariffs and fewer sales. The rest of the world will make up for what the U.S. isn't buying. All right, 1-800-795-9565 is our telephone number. We have open phones. We mentioned Susquehanna University received a Mellon Foundation grant. To that end, Lance is on the line with a remark. Good morning, sir. Thanks for calling in.
Oh, you bet. Absolute beautiful Monday morning. Why, anyway, many years ago, I'm talking here, early 60s, there was a member of the Mellon family that went to Susquehanna. I believe a lot of the Mellons did. And anyway, he was kind of, a hero. He was called Frosh Mellon because he was a freshman for 3 years. In the fourth year, they built the Mellon Chapel Auditorium, and doggone it.
It's the Weber Chapel Auditorium.
Well, at the time, it was Mellon. To start with, he's the one who built it. Yeah, oh yeah. back then that's what it was.
Okay.
And he well, if you doubt me in any of this, why ask Steve next time you're there at Norrie Pharmacy, because he was kind of a boyhood hero to all us. He had bought the fire truck, an old 1932 Ford, I believe it was, there at Salins Grove Motors, and proceeded, of course, take everybody rides all around the campus, and got drunk, and drove it out in the middle of the field and set fire to it.
That's not right.
Yeah, and then...
So what is this call about, actually?
Well, no, this is leading into, you know, what people do to get their kids into college.
Okay, remember? So you're changing the topic. Okay.
Well, no, this is kind of an add-on to it, because back when the kid went there, didn't do anything, and still graduated because of what the people did, and they did it all out in the open, and nobody cared. And now everybody is really getting all excited about it.
Okay.
Mm-hmm. And that is, you know, the way it was done back then, and that's the way it is now. But then, on another note, they always say about all the greedy capitalists that never do anything. Well, doggone it. You take a look at the that beautiful Wise Center up there at Bucknell, and that is something else. But what I noticed was you couldn't see the Wise name actually from the street. If you're ever there, you'll realize that. I drove past it a couple times not even knowing what it was.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, they probably did that so they wouldn't get advertising out of it, I guess. But anyway, with this do what you're with your own body when it comes to abortion. Well, what if, now, I'm within close proximity, you and I, okay? Take my right hand, I reach under my left arm, and I pull down my favorite .45 auto pistol, and I aim it in the general direction of your chest, and squeeze the trigger twice. Did I not do just what I did with my own body? Because that's exactly what an abortion is, isn't it? Somebody with their own body kills somebody else.
Well, that's one perspective, but women want to control their own bodies. I know you and I can brainstorm and come up with 100 illustrations or metaphors that we think are comparable that result in the death of another individual, but women have the right to their own bodies, and an unborn child doesn't have the same rights as an adult individual. So that is, unfortunately for you, Lance, the law of the land. Fortunately for women who want this right to make their own health care choices and childbearing choices under these circumstances. So,
but if you murder a pregnant woman, you're charged with two crimes.
Well, it's a classic irony. There's no, you and I have talked about this on the show a couple of times. You know, if you take a child's life, then that's obviously a criminal offense. But women get the right to choose the termination of their pregnancy. It's the law of the land. So regardless of our terrible illustrations or perhaps appropriate good ones, that remains their opportunity.
And then you can always, you look at the religious perspective here, it says in the last days they shall forsake the natural affections. There's no more natural affection.
Well, the sex strike, it's biblically prophecy. I'm sure Alyssa wasn't thinking that.
That's a natural affection too, right?
Well, I got two quick things to add on, okay?
All right, we got a caller waiting.
Okay, they're always talking about the greedy utilities, you know, they're always talking about with the, right now with the nuclear stuff. Well, just remember, over in Europe, they pay twice what we do for, electric. That's for sure.
And fuel.
And gas prices is the same deal. Something else here. Do you think they're going to end bonfires with the Green New Deal? Because, you know, we're going to have a big one, right?
Who's having a bonfire?
We're talking about it on the radio this morning.
Shikellamy has a bonfire each year. Yes. Once we enact all these green policies, it will be okay to enjoy an occasional bonfire.
Just don't bring any chickens to it.
Yeah, right.
Yeah, not at Chickalemme. But they have some, though. All right. Thank you so much, Lance. Appreciate the call. Stan, next up, thank you so much for calling in. It's rare you called prior to texting, but super to have glad you have you on the radio.
Yeah. You say abortion's the law of the land. Where's that law written down at?
Well, I guess each state has the opportunity to pass a constitution. a Supreme Court musterable law, so each state writes their own law, right? Am I right about that?
And that's the way it should be.
It used to be illegal to have abortions, but the Supreme Court overturned that. That was Roe versus Wade.
Well, I understand that, but where is it written down?
I guess each state has their own law.
Well, after they couldn't after they couldn't prohibit them or ban them outright, states enacted other laws to put limitations on it.
Okay, so the states are doing what they do. I mean, so the state was, as Mississippi did the heartbeat thing recently, right? That was the latest one?
No, Georgia's the latest.
Georgia, okay. All right, so they're doing they're following the Constitution according to the 10th Amendment. All laws granted to the federal government,
right.
Reserved to the states, correct?
All powers not expressly granted to the, right.
That's the words, yeah. Okay, so they're making the laws as they see fit. Now the other thing is, as far as a heartbeat law, last time I checked, if a paramedic shows up to an accident and a severely injured person loses their heartbeat and they can't revive them, once the heartbeat's gone, they're considered dead. Correct?
Well, they do try to revive people. I mean, I don't know.
Well, I understand that, but
them.
If they
can't revive them, right.
with lack of heartbeat, they're dead. Correct?
Look, if you're looking for irony in the abortion laws, we're gonna have a long program.
I think even Mark would agree with you that nobody lives without a heartbeat.
Exactly. So if there's a living being with a heartbeat, that means they're alive. They're a person, whether they're fully formed or not. It's still a person. So abortion is killing a person. You know, and Pete, hey, I'm not. Women can do whatever they want. All right, but there need to be consequences for all actions. You know, they have methods and ways to prevent pregnancy, correct? There's lots of methods to prevent it.
Right.
And if they're not willing to use those, you know, some people say abstinence is the best method. Well, okay, that's fine. But I don't think women should abstain if they don't want to. But there's methods to prevent. So if they're going to prevent, then they won't have to go through an abortion.
They need to go on a sex
strike.
Plain
and simple.
Sex strike. That's what
that's abstinence. It's good for them. You know, I hope they're successful with whatever they're gaining. You know, whatever they want to do. You know, and besides, those type of women are not exactly what I would call desirable.
What,
you know, they're shrill and
Alyssa Milano?
That's all I'm going to say about it. But, you know, women can do whatever they want, but they have methods. But when they take a life, which is what they're doing in the abortion, I mean, they're not taking it. The doctor's taking it. And we give them all a pass. We shouldn't be giving them a pass.
Well, you know, they talk about women controlling their bodies, but let's take men for a moment. Men, if they view control of their bodies and the need to urinate in a public place, we have laws against that. We don't permit
absolutely.
It. You know, we don't permit men from doing everything they want to do unfettered on the basis of the fact that it's their body and their right. There are limitations. There are limitations to women, too. They can't go naked in public. You know,
I just don't understand. Mother's Day was yesterday. All those people, women and men, supporting abortion were born to a mother. What if their mother had said, sorry, I don't want you? Then they wouldn't be here, would they?
All right.
No.
You know, they got to think back because they're alive because their mother wanted them. You know, and if these people don't want a child, that's fine.
Your logic doesn't supersede a woman's right to choose, though. I understand how you're going to walk us through the ironies and your strong opinions, and I, in some ways, I agree with you. But at this point, under this previous Supreme Court, women have a right to choose whether they wish to terminate a pregnancy or not. So,
there should be consequences to that.
Right.
I
disagree with that law, and I agree with you. I'm only in a position here of explaining what is legal and what is not. Okay?
I understand that part of it.
Just
I'm
telling
just saying
you what's happening.
Women need to make a choice, and they're making a poor choice.
In your view.
That's all I'm saying.
All right. Thank you, sir.
Come on.
So should there be any limitations? I mean, any woman...
Thank you, Stan.
Any woman anywhere, anytime, wants an abortion, if she's pregnant, she should be able to get it, even up till the ninth month.
I don't think that that's a good idea. No, I didn't say. Look, I'm not. But, I mean, I told you before.
If it's her body and her choice at age at 6 weeks, why isn't it her body, her choice at 9 months?
Well, apparently, either courts or people, and maybe women agree that there is some limit to this. That the, you know, the child is takes the form sufficiently to qualify as a human at some point after 24 weeks. I'm, like I said before.
What's magic about 24 weeks? Outside viability?
I don't know. That's a good question. I wouldn't be able to tell you why that, but that seems to be the standard. And 20 is an older standard. 24 has been, I think, has been upheld as a new standard for some in some states. All right, well, to be continued. If anybody out there is pro-choice that wants to be a better advocate than me, please call now, 1-800-795-9565 is our telephone number. I'd love to hear from you. You got a wide range of old farts who say that... old farts here who say that... you know, women shouldn't have the right to choose, but we need a woman to call us and tell
us. That's a disgusting comment.
Well, that's what we are, Joe. I'm sorry. If you're not sure, go to the nearest mirror. 1-800-795-9565. Stand by, Chris. We'll be right with you.
Hometown, such a warm and friendly word. A place of comfort, confidence, and friendship. And as the song goes, everybody knows your name. In today's culture of fast food service and big box mentality, it's nice to know that we can still rely on the warm and friendly comfort of Hometown Pharmacy. There's one near you. Friendly, knowledgeable staff that not only know you by name, but know your meds and know what's best for you, right down to the over-the-counter meds for those quick day-in, day-out situations that may arise. Your Hometown Pharmacy. That hometown feel that we all want. Hometown pharmacies, like the Lewisburg Pharmacy, North 2nd Street, Lewisburg. Shade Mountain Pharmacy, Route 35, Mount Pleasant Mills. In Mifflinburg, it's Trutz Pharmacy on Chestnut Street. Bloomsburg, it's the Bloomsburg Medicine Shop on Market Street. And the Norrie Pharmacy, Duke Street, Northumberland. Your hometown is calling you. Your independent hometown pharmacy. Every season, every day.
You hear the Beatles, it means it's time for Double the K. Okay, so On the Mark program to continue. Chris is the first most patient man in the world. Second's going to have to be Al, but we'll start out with Chris. Good morning, sir. You're on the mark. It is an Open Phones Monday.
Yeah, I wonder if women are only shrill if they disagree with Stan.
I think that could be the case. Yeah, I think
yeah,
you're on to
so,
something.
Maybe.
Right. Yeah, pro-lifers
well,
who stand in front.
I'd also like to point out that when you say person, you generally mean someone who's born. Unborn person is kind of a made-up thing.
But that thing is still a human being, isn't it?
The thing is a fetus.
Well, a fetus is not going to turn into a cow or a pig or a duck. It's a human being.
It could turn into, yes.
Well, when it's born. But
yes.
It's still a human being. Is it less of a human being?
That's it.
Is it less of a human being because it hasn't been born?
Yes.
How so?
Because it hasn't been born. That's not very.
But what doesn't
qualify a human being?
What
yes.
doesn't qualify
that
it for?
Not, that, is that saying it's not a human being? Yes.
What
yes.
doesn't qualify it for life? It's living. Its heart is beating. It's in its mother's womb, as all of us who have grown to maturity were at one point.
Yes,
so what disqualifies
can,
it from being a...
You can make up your own religion and believe what you want about that. But for lawful purposes, that's not the case.
Well, I'm not talking lawful. I'm talking you as an individual.
Okay.
Explain to me
the
why it's different.
I gave you. No, it's not.
It's not. So, but you didn't tell me why, other than saying it wasn't born
why,
yet.
And you didn't tell me why you said turn into a human being. That means it's not a human being.
No, I just meant it's not going to come out of there as anything other than a human being. It's one, in my opinion, it's one the minute it's conceived.
Because when you're born, you exist, and when you're not born, you don't exist, I guess.
But you do exist inside your mother's womb.
Yes. As a fetus, yes. Fetus exists.
Well, we're going to go around in circles
exists.
Here, huh?
I know. You want to for some reason.
No,
I don't know
ahead.
Why you didn't drop it long ago.
Go ahead, Chris.
Well, you should stop pushing that point of view, I guess. The consequences of looking at it other ways legally are have its own problems of morality. And well, I'll let it go at that. Now, Trump, as a businessman, you'd be hard-pressed to find any successes he has had. His dad left him $500 million. No, his dad gave him $500 million before he died, I believe, in total. And I'm not sure how much he inherited beyond that. And it was done with tax scams that were legally fraudulent.
Legally fraudulent? That's an oxymoron.
Well, it was a legal fraud.
Okay.
I mean, it was legal fraud, but I mean, legally, it would be a fraud.
In legalese, it's a fraud.
Yes. And a criminal enterprise, even. And he got away with it. And when it was discovered, his sister, who was a judge, was sued because she was part of it. And they were investigating it on the basis of ethics because for other purposes, the statute of limitations has expired. So she resigned to stop the investigation.
Just for her aspect of it.
If you look at his record, he was successful. His most successful thing he's ever done is The Apprentice. Dad bailed him out on almost every of his early enterprises.
So he hasn't made billions, like I said?
Well, he's inherited, the story I'm looking at says he inherited $413 million.
Twice.
And he was given a lot before that.
Doesn't say that in the story.
Well, yeah. Well, look in the Times article that did a report on his finances.
All right. Well, he is what he is, and he is the president. So what? We got a caller waiting. You got one minute left, Chris.
I'm saying he's not a good businessman. For instance, he made $82 million off his casinos, which is a good businessman, except that was salary he paid himself, basically. And then the casinos went bankrupt, the shareholders lost money, the workers got fired, the casinos were closed. I mean, if you want to call that being a good businessman, knowing how to skim off something before you go bankrupt, I suppose you can call that a good businessman. I certainly don't. The Greek play, Lysistrata by Aristophanes, 400 and some B.C., was the plot about women withholding sex to stop a war.
Okay.
If anybody's interested. So that has a long history, predating Christ. And let's see. I do have that interview that CNN had. It was CNN interview with Mike Pompeo about Venezuela and Maduro. Remember our discussion about that vaguely?
Okay. I remember we talked about it on this show.
Yeah. He gave an interview and he says Maduro should leave the country, that they want him to leave the country. Then he says the thing about being on the plane and ready to go. And I think it's, I'm not sure if it's really a made-up thing or not, because what his comment is, all indications are that this story is true. Of course, if you don't have any indications one way or another, all indications are that it's true, it's a truthful statement. So I think the way you phrase it there makes me kind of suspicious. But anyway, then he said that he should get on that plane and leave. And Wolf Blitzer asked him, and if he gets on that plane, the U.S. will ensure that he can fly safely to Havana? Maduro understands what will happen if he gets on that airplane. He knows our expectations. What does that mean? He knows our expectations, Wolf. But will he be able to fly safely to Havana? He will be able to fly safely to Havana. Is that right? Wolf, he knows our expectations.
Okay,
it seems kind of a strangely threatening thing to be saying if you actually want to get the guy to leave.
All right, we got to take another call.
We got two other calls, Chris, and we gave you 6 minutes, so we got to move.
All right, thank you so much, Al. Last caller before a quickie break. Go right ahead. You're on the mark.
Yeah, I just want to bring everybody back to reality after that last phone call. We have U.S. law. We have God's law. And God's law, summed up, is no one person has the right to kill another person. End of story. If that person's 6 seconds old, 6 weeks old, 6 months old, it's a person. That's where I'm coming from. And Mark, you said earlier that the mother has a right over a baby, so if they wish to kill that baby, they just may, because that baby is in their body.
Well, that's your view.
But
on
I feel
it,
but... there are two human beings now occupying the same body. That's just my opinion. You know, that's where I'm coming from. And God gave us the freedom of choice so we could vote for who we want, so we can straighten this mess out. And that's what they're doing in Georgia. They're straightening this big mess out. And they didn't go far enough. They didn't go far enough. To me, having an abortion is just like killing somebody. So, you know, that, to me, you settle it at the voting booth. Not, you know, and you use your morals and your conscience and the way you were raised. And if you believe in God, say you believe in God. And if you believe in the United States the best way, then go out and vote. You have to vote.
All right, we got you. Thank you so much, Al. Appreciate the call. 1-800-795-9565 on the mark, sponsored by the Sunbury Motor Company. Our hometown pharmacy's toll-free line is sponsored by the Shade Mountain Pharmacy, Mount Pleasant Mills, the Norrie Pharmacy, Lewisburg Pharmacy, Trutz Pharmacy in Mifflinburg, and the Bloomsburg Medicine Shop. Terry out at Shade Mountain Pharmacy, Tyler at Trutz Pharmacy, Steve at the Norrie Pharmacy, Jennifer at the Bloomsburg Medicine Shop, and Brad at the Lewisburg Pharmacy want you to know that every dollar spent locally at a hometown pharmacy gets locally spent 10 times over again. That means that dollar you spend at a hometown pharmacy rattles around in your community, and then finally, somebody finally sends it to China, and of course, China has to pay the tariff on money going back that way. So this gives you an opportunity to support your local community, support the United States of America when you support your hometown pharmacy. Gives you an opportunity to make sure that local charities, churches, sports teams, and other local businesses are supported, because the hometown pharmacies favor local. They like local. You're super served by your hometown pharmacies. It's your opportunity to be super served at a hometown pharmacy. We got a caller waiting. We will be right back.
You've heard of bumper stickers, window stickers, even pot stickers.
Mm.
But none of those can save you money on your next new Kia. It's the Summer Sticker Sales Event at Sunbury Motors Kia. Look for a sticker and save. The Summer Sticker Sales Event. Get 0% APR financing for 66 months and up to $2,000 additional cash on specially marked 2019 models. Sunbury Motors Kia has a 2019 Kia Sportage LX, now just $22,999.
Save nearly $4,000.
A 2019 Kia Sorento LX, priced at $23,999.
Save over $5,000.
Or lease a 2019 Kia Forte LXS for just $199.82 a month for only 24 months. And all Kias come with a 10-year, 100,000-mile powertrain warranty. Sunbury Motors Kia. Routes 11 and 15, Hummel's Wharf.
Passing through KMF. Lease term 24 months. 10,000 miles per year. $2,300 total due signing. Tax and tax action. Offer expires 7/119. Warranty is limited powertrain. Warranty for details to retailer. Go to Kia.com.
Welcome back. WKOK Live Telephone Talk Show on the mark. 1-800-795-9565. Cindy, thank you so much for waiting through the break. Go right ahead. You are on the mark.
Good morning, gentlemen.
Good morning.
I was thinking about that protest that this woman has suggested, where partners withhold sex in order to try to change this bill in Georgia.
Right,
it's a sex
and then
strike.
You, pardon me?
A sex strike.
A sex strike, and then you ran a story about how students at a school where there had been a shooting did a fundraiser and raised $50,000 for instruments. Now, see, what the students did was a positive and affirmative thing. What this woman is suggesting that we do is a negative thing. So I would like for her to refocus her energy. And instead, what she should do is use her considerable wealth to establish a fund that pays the costs for women to travel somewhere where they can seek an abortion in Georgia. And so she will defeat the bill, because the people will still have access. Ready access to abortions in neighboring states. That's how I think she should approach it. That's affirmative. It helps the women who have the problem and need the assistance. And it's an affirmative action to take, like the students raising money for instruments.
That would be putting your money where your mouth is, and Hollywood isn't big on that.
Well, and
you're right, Joe.
Far exactly. be it for me, you know, far be it for
and
me to decide. Go ahead.
She could certainly go to her Goombas, you know, her fellow wealthy people, and ask them to contribute. I'm sure lots of them would embrace this idea and help to pay for this so that women could travel to the closest clinic outside of the state of Georgia and seek the health care they want.
I don't think it'll work, though, Cindy. The Hollywood elite are too busy spending their money bribing college officials to get their kids in.
Oh, did
you
she
know
do
what
that? She wanted
me
that.
About that, Joe. So this one woman is accused of spending $500,000, $500,000 or more, to get her two children into the school. Why didn't she just donate $500,000 and they would have thrown the doors open to those girls and no one would have complained? No one would have said a word.
Yeah, that's the way things get done. Why
well,
cheat?
That happens all the time, and you don't see them out there arresting people for that. I don't even understand why she was arrested for doing this. I mean, do I think that it's immoral and all those? Yes. Well, how does it become a crime to do this,
it
to
becomes
pretend
a,
that you play?
Well, it becomes a crime because they paid somebody to say that these people were like rowers when they weren't rowers, and admit them on the basis of an athletic, not scholarship,
yeah, but
an athletic recruitment.
It's just a college. It's not like she cheated something.
People lie every day. I think it's preposterous that they're using the criminal justice system to deal with this. The girls, I understand, are out of the university. The university is embarrassed. The people who are involved have lost their jobs. Certainly this woman has, is it Lori Loughlin? She has lost her position with Hallmark Channel, and she's suffered a great deal of embarrassment. Why are we wasting our tax dollars to prosecute this woman? I don't get it. I'm sincere in this. I really don't get it. This is another example of the government run amok. There are so many problems in this world that we need our government to attend to, and whether or not this woman bribed her kids' way into college or not is not one of them.
All right,
yeah,
we
that's
got you.
A problem for USC. I see exposing it. I see the university dealing with their failure to put in place a system that prohibited this. Unless they're okay with this going on, I see all of that. I just don't see using the criminal justice system to prosecute these people. This is costing me money. I mean, it's just a terrible waste of resources.
Well, you could look at it from that. You can look at it from that direction, Cindy. But looking at it from the other direction, one of their employees accepted a bribe to do something that was not in the best interest of the university. He should certainly be prosecuted.
What's that?
And I'd fire
admitting
him.
People
I'd fire getting, him in a heartbeat. You know,
not just firing, but he committed a crime. He accepted a bribe. Bribery is a crime.
Well, then he can be prosecuted for that. I just can't see prosecuting these parents. I don't get it. The kids are out of school. Everything's been undone. They're all embarrassed. They're unemployed. I mean, just what more do you think you're going to get out of this?
Well,
I
doubt Lori Loughlin is damaged permanently. This will be part of the good character, so she'll get a different kind of role now where she portrays a criminal and then another one where she portrays an inmate. She might end up on Orange is the New Black, you know, as put
well,
to the natural extension.
In the show, when Calls the Heart on Hallmark that she was in, she, you know, was almost a saint on that show in terms of her behavior. So this has permanently blemished her, and she's off that show. And I understand out of the Hallmark Network, which was where she had to have been making good money.
Well, she'll land fine in a Lifetime movie where she was an angel who's fallen.
But back to your original premise, I agree with you. I think that would be a very positive way for people who disagree with Georgia's abortion law to support the people who want abortions no matter
what. Yeah, but women shouldn't have to travel great distances to get something that's perfectly legal.
So it should be available next door?
No, people shouldn't come up. I understand you guys think this is a good system, and it probably would be satisfactory temporarily, but I don't think a state should be able to come up with law that requires you to do a lawful practice, but you have to go 500 miles away. Now, great, granted, a Hollywood celebrity is going to pay for that transportation, but
it'd be
like me saying to Cindy,
accept.
Cindy, if you want to, Cindy,
Mark,
like if I said to you,
it
would be like if I said to you, you can grocery shop if you want to, but fortunately, I'm making it illegal since you're a woman, but I will be willing to drive you down to the Wise Markets in Harrisburg. Now, granted, you're thinking, well, geez, I could yell really loud and they could hear me at the Giant nearby, but because we're making it illegal, but I am willing to drive you down there.
I hear what you say, Mark, but it is true that in many rural areas, women don't have ready access to an abortion clinic and are driving hundreds of miles to get abortions because that's the only alternative that exists.
Right, that's not because of an owner's restriction.
Creating some new hindrance. It already exists.
Right.
I'm not aware
of
any place locally.
Right. That still holds no water. That also holds no water.
It is the result of a restriction. The restriction is that not every place can open up an abortion clinic.
All right. We got you.
Oh, there's a lot of restrictions about that.
I agree.
Thank you, John.
You're right.
Thank you so much, Cindy. Thanks for calling in. Texts, please, from the bottom up.
I know where to go here. It says, Mark, I never said women can't make a choice, but they need to accept the consequences of their choices, just as everyone else must. When a heartbeat is extinguished, if not by natural causes or accident, then a homicide has occurred, and those responsible need to be held accountable. Another one says, I consider abortion proponents to be racist. The majority of abortions happen in the minority communities. Why do they want to reduce the numbers of minorities? Planned Parenthood was started by Margaret Sanger, who was deep into eugenics in that movement and wanted undesirables, their words, removed from society.
All right. Stan will never forget that. Okay.
And then we have an email that says, just what does abortion have anything to do with the operation and running of our government? This is a personal moral issue and has no place being discussed and decided by men who have no right or business sticking their noses into a personal issue that should be made by a woman and her physician. Let's focus on real important issues that relate to government, like our crumbling infrastructure or climate change or low wages. So sick of the Republicans' obsession with abortion. Focus on issues that relate to the running and betterment of government. Yes, to heck with the running and betterment of society and the improvement of the human race.
Well, let's get our doctors in the exam room with women. That's what our state legislators want. That's what
doctors,
we really...
Doctors do belong in the exam room.
Our state representatives who are not doctors, but they know what's best for women and they want to sit in there during the exam and offer their instructions and advice and their mandate.
You're talking about the proposal that would have had them counseled before they could actually perform the abortion?
No, this was one of Fred Keller's proposals that would involve women would have to look at a monitor that has a ultrasound image of the baby on it. Women would have to look at that, and then they'd have to wait 24 hours after looking at that before they could have an abortion. So, again, this is your state representative.
Didn't pass.
Soon to be U.S. congressman who...
Didn't pass.
Right, I hear you. Who wants to be in the exam room with women so that he can make the right decision for her.
And it's out of here!
Hit a home run of a deal with SMC. Sunbury Motors Ford has incredible May deals that will have you cheering too. Just listen, Ford's MVP, the top-selling 2019 F-150 truck, has 0% financing for up to 72 months. Plus, save up to $13,000 off. And SMC has 65 to pick from. 2019 Ford Escape start at $17,485. And SMC has 47 to choose from. Take $7,500 off 2019 Ford Explorers, $8,000 off 2019 Ford Edges and Echo Sports, and a whopping $8,500 off 2019 Ford Escapes. And you can hit a grand slam with up to $12,000 off Ford Expeditions. In May, SMC is better than the ballpark. Sunbury Motors Ford in the North 4th Street Auto Plaza, Sunbury.
Yeah, do what that promo says.
Yeah,
listen to us. All right, 1-800-795-9565. One of our listeners says why it's illegal to do what the people in California, well, I guess all over the U.S. were doing with the colleges.
Well, it would be write-offs on taxes as charitable contributions.
Illegally.
Right, if you did it that way as a bribe to the university.
An actual charitable contribution.
If I bribe the athletic director to get my kid in as a rower when my kid doesn't row, that would not be a tax-deductible thing and under any circumstances.
So that is a tough row.
Right. Okay. We got a caller waiting.
Frank, you're on the mark.
Yeah. pretty sobering moment on the abortion issue. Four decades ago, when I was a young guy dating, I happened to come across a young girl who was stranded, a woman stranded in a parking lot, car battery at work. Helped get the car started, and then turned out, friend of a friend said, "Do you know who that girl is?" I said, "Not sure what you're saying, but yeah, she tried to commit suicide." I said, "I'm not sure where this is going," but it turned out that the girl had a decision. She had an abortion, and she was fiercely raped, and she had
violently
been
violently raped.
By force, and
isn't all rape pretty violent? I mean, isn't that sort of the nature of the thing?
Well, anyway, let me finish. The point is that person I remained friends with for, you know, up until 2 years ago when she passed away, and I was like her best friend. And I saw this young girl, go through a tremendous amount of emotional pain through her life. And she did get happily married and have two children. And during the course of my life, I met another person through church who was in a severe depression because she had experienced the same thing. And she gave that child up for adoption. And then when that child was 14 years old, it died from a very rare disease. I really get angry when men try to make decisions in this realm where they really cannot understand. And I'm not talking about the rapist. I'm talking about the sideline, you know, armchair politicians who are playing the game for politics, for office and position. But there are two very, very special people that I've known in my life who have gone through the emotional stain all their life, and that pain's with them. So don't take lightly this subject. Don't mock it.
But aren't you doing that?
Don't pretend everybody knows everything about it.
Aren't you doing that when you accuse everybody who disagrees with you of playing the political game? I mean, there's a moral opinion that many people have.
I don't hear the sensitivity or the tone of something they would be aware of.
But, I mean, it is a legitimate moral position to oppose it, just as it is a legitimate position to support it.
Have you experienced this situation?
Have I experienced abortion?
No. With being a mentor or a friend or a person who has been...
Right. Now, we've morphed this into a political football, and it's a deeply personal, real issue for people, not football.
I have been involved with people who went the other way, who wound up with an unwanted pregnancy and delivered the child and put it up for adoption. And I find those people to be quite well-adjusted. I mean, they knew what they were doing. They wanted to do what was best for the child, and they did it. They brought it to life, and they found it a loving home.
Yeah. Me too. But there is the friendship that you've been with them and supported them and counseled them through many years to even celebrate that child who had passed the death. It's a bigger picture. Much bigger picture.
It is, but I think it's a moral issue that has injected itself into government. And maybe that's not the best thing to ever have happened, but it has happened. And so government has to deal with it. Can we allow any abortion to be completely unfettered? Can anybody decide up to the last minute to abort a child? Or can there be restrictions? I mean, you sound like a very reasonable guy. I can't imagine you'd support an abortion at the start of the ninth month.
I understand that situation and your argument in that. No, of course, I would not agree with that. But... yeah, I have seen the pain and been a support and a counselor, and if people are naive and they do not understand what they're talking about, just taking the political situation and taking a side without knowledge of where people have been in real time, in real life, I'm glad you're airing the program or the subject, but yeah, it's very...
It's not an easy one. I agree with you completely on that.
Not an easy one.
All right. Thank you so much, Frank.
Frank. Appreciate your call.
All right. He's on the Hometown Pharmacy's toll-free line, so we appreciate their sponsorship of the show. Shade Mountain Pharmacy, Trutz Pharmacy, Norrie Pharmacy, Bloomsburg Medicine Shop, and Lewisburg Pharmacy, Sunbury Motor Company, our sponsor. We'll be back tomorrow. More arguing. I believe we have some political candidates coming in later this week, but open phones tomorrow. You're listening to News Radio 1070 WKOK Sunbury. Dan Patrick's show is next on WKOK and WKOK.com. It is 10 o'clock.